is the Wendy and Carly Show, your weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Tune in every week for tips to help you become the person you were meant to be.
Welcome, everybody, to Motivation Monday. You're live with Wendy and Carly. Carly, say hi.
Hey.
We are having an awesome Monday morning. It's a beautiful day. We have so much exciting stuff going on that it's just kind of getting us fired up about, you know, tackling our to-do list. And, you know, anytime you have new ideas that just start, you know, coming into fruition, it's like, yes, we are on the right path. And I think that we both feel that way. You know, we talked this morning about the purpose of challenges. And I don't mean challenges in your life that are hard and difficult. The things that you do to challenge yourself to be better, those types of challenges. And, you know, we're launching a challenge group, you know, with our team. And, you know, we're excited about the undertaking, but the challenge itself is for health and wellness. But it's so much more than that for Carly and I, because it's a challenge to lead another group of people and, you know, stretching ourselves, getting out of our comfort zone, getting out of our own way, all the things that we've talked about on these calls. You know, this is another way for us to stretch ourselves, to challenge ourselves, to, you know, be better and to learn more and to continue to grow and continue to just up our game as, as people in general, as leaders, as moms, I guess in all areas of our life. You know, it's important for us to have challenges, because that is the way that we stretch and we grow and we continue to change and we continue to just learn, in every area of our life. And so obviously if you don't have something in your life that's challenging you, you need to get something because that is how you're going to continue to transform into who you were created to be. So, Carly, why don't you hop on and kind of talk about, you know, what challenges mean to you?
Well, as we were doing a little research for this call today, you know, I came across an article and, you know, I was just Googling the word challenge. You know, in my mind, I know the definition, but it's always good to read a couple of different perspectives. And so, like you said, you know, there are challenges that you ask for and then some that you don't. Although there are some lessons to be learned with challenges in life that you don't ask for, that's not really the focus of our conversation today. And as you mentioned, we are launching a weight loss challenge, you know, and lots of you on this call are already in the group and participating and excited about it. And we're excited about it, too, because this is something we've never done. But what I love about it is, you know, the reason that you would even do a challenge or even accept this challenge or ask to be a part of our group is because somewhere down deep inside, you are looking to make some type of improvement in your life. And with the challenge, you know, you have a possibility of being better tomorrow than you are today. But why do any kind of challenge? And, you know, once again, I'm talking about, you know, where it's, I hate to use the word competition, but a challenge in this case means, you know, a group of people with the same goal, or at least doing the same things. Your goals may be slightly different, but in general, the goal is the same. In this case, it's to, you know, lose some weight, get in shape, eat healthier, be a better you. And the reason that you would even do a challenge with all of these people, most of them are probably strangers, you know, thinking of what some of the potential results could be. Well, first of all, I think that we'll see people having a higher rate of success. You know, when you set a goal for yourself and you're really only accountable to yourself, it can be easy to let yourself off the hook. I will tell you that. But if you've got other people counting on you, looking for your support, you know, looking for your engagement, looking to see what you're doing, you know, that puts a little positive peer pressure on it. And so, you know, your odds of quitting, I feel like, are much lower. And with our challenge, you'll be learning that, you know, you're taking small steps every day. You're not just jumping right into the deep end. So once again, I believe that we'll have more people completing the challenge and having greater success. Plus, it's going to be fun. So you'll want to stay in the group. You'll want to stay engaged. We're going to make it fun. That's definitely top priority for us. But there's also nothing wrong with a little friendly competition, and you'll get to see some of that if you decide to join the group. But I think the thing that's going to ultimately create success here is the support that you're getting. You'll be receiving support, but you'll also be in a position to give support. And when you become someone else's coach or cheerleader or however you want to look at it, you're less likely yourself to fall off track. But the good news is that if you do stumble, you falter a little bit, one day you decide to go eat, you know, chips and queso at the Mexican restaurant. I'm not saying I won't do that. It's like my favorite thing in the whole wide world. The next day, I'm going to be able to jump right back in because, you know, this group is not going anywhere. It's going to stay consistent. And, you know, with that positive peer pressure, once again, it'll be easy for me to, you know, get back on track because people are going to be looking to see what I'm doing. I am human. I am a mom. You know, no one in this group is going to be expecting perfection from anyone, but what we're looking for is progress and improvement. And I'm excited because I feel like a lot of us are going to really find out what we're capable of. And I have a feeling that we will be pleasantly surprised in ourselves. And, you know, hopefully then be inspired to do even more, building our confidence. You know, these are all things that go along with challenging yourself. So, Lindy, I'm going to pass it back to you to hear some of your thoughts on what challenge means to you.
Absolutely. I loved what you said. And I think that one of the awesome things is, you know, that make taking on any challenge is having somebody to do it with, you know, having the support of people that are on the same journey. We always talk about, you know, surrounding yourself with like-minded people that are on the same mission, that have the same goals or at least similar goals. And I feel like that's one of the keys to you really being successful is locking arms with somebody. And, you know, I feel like you and I have just been super blessed to, you know, to have each other, that, you know, we're not scared to take risks, but we do it together. You know, we lock arms with each other. We've really challenged ourselves and stretched ourselves in the last year. And it's made it easier to every day have you, right? And me for you, I guess. I mean, I'm assuming to lock arms with and say, okay, what do you think about this? You want to do it? And I can hear you in my mind saying, let's do it. Let's go. And, you know, you need to find that person. And if you don't have that person, especially like if you want to see yourself get healthier and you choose to join our group, you're going to have that kind of support. You know, we're going to lock arms with you and help you reach your goals and be successful. And I think that that is one of the biggest keys, you know, you actually committing to the challenge and being willing to see it through, but having that accountability, having that partner to run with, having a group of people that are on the same journey as you, it's going to make it not just more fun, but up your chances of success as well. I read something this morning, and when I heard you say that about, you know, it's going to help your confidence level, when I read this, I thought, it sounds really deep, but it makes so much sense. It says, in meeting a challenge, we become witnesses to our ability to go where we haven't gone before, to do what we've never done before, and arrive at a new place in our lives. Indeed, once witnessed, the courage, fortitude, self-trust, and even the humility that helped carry us through can never be unwitnessed. And I loved that because it's so true. When we challenge ourselves and we actually see something through and we complete the challenge and we make strides toward the goal, we see a new side of ourselves. We see
something in us that maybe we didn't know was there, and we can't unsee that. Now you know that you're capable of doing more. You know that you're capable of challenging yourself, committing, and going for something, and you've revealed new strengths in yourself or grown them, and now you've raised the bar. You know, you've completed a challenge, and now you're ready to take on the next one. And I just love that. And when it said that can never be unwitnessed, from then on, you realize what you're capable of, and it opens the door for more. What do you think about that?
Wow. I've never heard that before. I love it, though. You know, I think we're going to see so many more success stories than we've ever seen before. And of course, you know, we do have an amazing product that changes lives. You know, that's going to happen with or without us. But I feel like more people are going to be drawn to our product because of the support that they're going to get through this challenge. So I am pretty pumped about that. Gosh, you guys, if you're on this call and you have no idea what we're talking about in regards to our challenge or our weight loss challenge, you need to get in touch with us. We want to open this group up to you. We've got a preview that's starting today. And, you know, we're going to just get things started and get going and give you some instructions. We're going to be introducing ourselves as, you know, kind of the admins and the group, the, you know, the people behind the challenge. And of course, you know, Lindy and I, and we're part of it, but a couple of the leaders in the group, you may not know so well, and they have so much to bring to it. You know, we all have our different set of strengths and, I'm really excited to see how we come together to give you the best of us so that, you know, you really get the best results for yourself. So definitely, I know probably after this call, you're like, yes, I'm in. Don't you think, Lindy?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? Everybody has goals. Everybody wants to be better. And I feel like, you know, deep down, you know, we are the only ones that are holding ourselves back from just saying yes and going for things. And yeah, sometimes they're scary. But you got to feel the fear and do it anyway. And just know that this group is going to be amazing. You're going to get the Monday motivation every single day from Carly and I. Carly is going to be sharing workouts. One of our other, you know, people that we lock arms with and run with, Amber Davis, she is going to be putting together our, you know, clean eating meal plans, and it's going to be a ton of fun, and we're really excited to see all of those that commit succeed, and just to see, you know, us jump over hurdles, and well, not literally, Carly, keep that out of the workout, but you know, overcome, you know, some challenges. You know, that we all are different, but we can all do it together. So I'm super excited to lock arms. I think our group is growing. I mean, every time I log into it, by the hundreds, literally, in just a couple of hours since launching it. So it's pretty amazing. I'm excited.
No pressure. No pressure on us.
I know, right? We're stepping up our game. Carly, it's a challenge for us, too.
I know that, you know, we've got two challenges here. Of course, we will stick to what we're delivering to you, but you know, this is a challenge to do something we've never done as well. So looking forward to it, excited that you guys dialed in to our Motivation Monday call today. Lindy, do you have anything else to add before I conclude the call?
No, I don't. I'm excited. I can't wait for it. And I know that this is a shorter call, but man, it was packed. And we are ready to help you face your challenges with this group. And, well, with anything else, I mean, we want to connect with you. We want to provide value to you, and we hope that you're getting that. And, you know, if you want to connect with us individually, you know, that is the thing that we love most about what we do, is getting to know people from all over. So, you know, I think that we, Carly and I, would welcome you to reach out, to message us, and let us connect with you individually as well.
Absolutely. Well, yes, like you said, shorter call, but definitely high impact, and just ready to get the ball rolling. So, you guys, we will be back next Monday for our Motivation Monday call, but be looking in the challenge group for, you know, daily posts, daily advice, daily instructions for, you know, taking control of your own health and wellness. And, you know, I know that you're up to the challenge. So until next Monday at 10 a.m. Central, this call is officially over.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit us at lindydavis.com and thecarlywilson.com for more awesome ideas to help you live your best life.